Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just another blessing and time in the Word of God and studying together, particularly this passage where Jesus is being crucified. And as we left him last time, there on the cross in between two men who were thieves, we again approach this time with just a reverence and awe of what God has done so that we might be able to be forgiven of our sins and also to be able to live with him forever. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me again today. Heavenly Father, I bless you and I thank you again for this opportunity to study your word. I know, Lord, that we are on sacred ground when it comes to the crucifixion of your son. Lord, we're just so grateful. Just I want to thank you for what you did for us so that we might be able to be forgiven of our sins and to live with you forever. Today, Lord, we ask you once again to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us by your Spirit as well to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you. We bless you. We give you thanks again, Lord, for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is A Title on the Cross. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19 and verse 19. The Apostle John wrote how they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And in chapter 19 and verse 19 of his book, John shared how Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, where we read, "And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The verse reads, "And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross." John began with the words, "And Pilate wrote a title," which means, "And Pilate," whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, who ordered Christ to be crucified, inscribed, delineated, and formed in letters on a paper, parchment, tablet, or other material, an inscription, accusation, or crime for which a criminal suffered, and put it on the cross, or and set, fixed, placed, or established the writing upon the well-known instrument of most cruel and ignominious punishment borrowed by the Greeks and Romans from the Phoenicians. John shared how Pilate inscribed an accusation against Jesus and affixed it to the cross upon which Jesus was hung. The verse continues, "And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." John added the words, "And the writing was," or the inscription, accusation, or crime for which a criminal suffered existed as, "Jesus of Nazareth," which means Jesus, whose name means Jehovah is salvation and is the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, who was from Nazareth, which means one separated, the King of the Jews, or the ruler, leader, commander, and prince belonging to the people in the Jewish nation. John shared how Pilate's inscription declared Jesus from Nazareth to be the ruler and commander belonging to the Jewish people. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn what Pilate wrote on the inscription that he hung above Jesus on the cross. Pilate, in one last attempt, decided the criminal charge against Jesus was his name, where he was from, and his authority as ruler of the Jewish people. We shall see how the Jews responded to this title in the next verse, but for now, let everyone who thinks through what Pilate wrote consider who Jesus really is. Jesus is God's Son, who was sent to the earth to die for the sins of the whole world. Every person who yields to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins, inherit everlasting life, and forever be in a relationship with Almighty God. Let all who read and hear these words submit to Jesus of Nazareth, who takes away the sins of the world. Next time, John shares how this title then read many of the Jews. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.